Welcome to the Ready New York for Kids storybook, Let's Get Ready for the Unexpected, brought to you by New York City Emergency Management. This guide will teach children how to be prepared for an emergency. Parents and guardians, listen along too to learn how to make your family plan. Do you live in New York City? What a great place to be! There's always something going on and some things we can't foresee. Because we can never be sure exactly what will be, it's smart and safe to make a plan for an emergency. Emergencies, like fires and storms, do happen. Yes, it's true. But knowing what to do in one is what we all must do. The mayor knows just what to do. The schools are also wise. It's our turn, boroughs of five, to plan to be ready for any surprise. So listen now to find out more. It's easy as can be. Come on, New York. We can all be ready for an emergency. Whatever borough you live in, it's best to be smart and safe. Are you ready for an emergency? Does your family have a plan? Do you know what your school's plan is? Listen to the poem below and see how kids just like you can get ready. When you have made your own family plan, then you will be ready, no matter what may come. It's time for us to make a plan, in case we're not together. A plan for where we'll meet loved ones in any kind of weather. Phone numbers are the things we'll need. We'll have to gather two, one for someone near your home and one for someone far away from you. We will practice our plan to be quite sure we'll know just what to do. We'll talk about the steps we'll take and write them all down too. It's time for us to make a plan, no matter where we are, for where we'll meet outside the home, one place that's near, one far. By getting ready with a plan, we know that we will be feeling safer and prepared, ready in an emergency. For getting set to stay at home for one or several days, we'll need a stay-at-home kit. It's smart in many ways. A flashlight to bring light to night, a whistle's helpful sound. Canned food and bottled water can all be simply found. With kit in hand and ready, in one place and not in three, our families can be safe at home, ready in an emergency. But sometimes families have to go and leave home for a while. When things take place so suddenly, one must go the extra mile. A go bag, all packed with care, will help to ease the way and bring the things we need and love to pass the time of day. Some food and drink for all of us, a map and a flashlight to help us see. Pack a favorite book and a radio. Don't forget the batteries. We're ready now for anything, no matter what will come. If we're away, at school, or at home, our plan is nearly done. In school, we'll follow our teacher's words, at home, our family plan. We are all prepared for what will be, ready in an emergency. As a parent or guardian, sit down with your family and develop a household emergency plan. All family members should be prepared for an emergency, and if families stay in contact with one another, it will make it easier for everyone to manage when an emergency happens. Your plan should include phone numbers for everyone in your family, and also include a meeting place that is familiar to your family. Be sure to write down the name and location of your meeting place so you won't forget. In the event your family cannot find each other, plan to call someone you know who lives far away. Write down his or her name and phone number. Give that person a copy of your emergency plan. Speak with your family about 311 and 911 and when it is the right time to call. You should call 311 when you need non-emergency services and 911 when your life is in danger. During some emergencies, you may need to stay at home. In this case, you would need enough supplies for up to 7 days. Make sure to keep items in a separate container or a special cupboard. Your stay-at-home kit should include personalized items that will make you comfortable, as well as 1 gallon of drinking water per person per day, non-perishable ready-to-eat canned foods and a manual can opener, a first aid kit, flashlight and whistle, battery-operated radio and extra batteries, iodine tablets or 1 quart of unscented bleach for disinfecting water only if directed to do so by health officials, and an eyedropper for adding bleach to water, and a battery-operated phone. During some emergencies, you may need to leave your home in a rush. It is important that everyone in your home has a go bag, including your kids and pets. Your go bag should be easy to carry and should be kept up to date. Make sure to check your supplies at least twice a year to be prepared for any emergency. Items that you should include in your go bag should be personalized for each member in your family and include comfort items for children. Each go bag should also include copies of your important papers, such as photo IDs, insurance cards, birth certificates, or titles for your car or home in a waterproof container, an extra set of car and house keys, copies of credit and ATM cards, also cash and small bills, bottled water and non-perishable food, such as energy or granola bars, toothpaste, toothbrushes, wet cleansing wipes, and child care items, a flashlight, battery-operated AM/FM radio, and extra batteries, list of medications taken by each family member, a first aid kit, phone numbers and meeting place information for your household, a small map of the New York City area. For your pets, include a bowl, food, water, toys, treats, and a plastic bag for cleanup, any medication that your pet takes, and a cage or carrier for your pet. Congratulations! You are now a Ready New Yorker. For additional information, please visit www.nyc.gov/emergency-management or call 311. For video relay service, please call 212-639-9675. And for TTY, please call 212-504-4115.